The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Last week we had a wonderful statement from Cambria and the leadership here in our parish on racism, and I do hope you took time to read it, because it was a wonderful statement, and in some ways it was a very apt Sunday to have that, and I'll go back to that in a moment. And I'm also going to see how we can put it into practice apropos of what we've just read in the Gospel this morning. We didn't get a chance to preach or talk to you last Sunday because we had Father John, who was absolutely wonderful in what he told us about Sudan and made a wonderful appeal. I'm always upset when I read the Gospel from last Sunday, where Jesus wasn't very nice to the Canaanite woman. In fact, he was very insulting towards her. And in Jesus' culture, the Jews thought they were the chosen people, and everybody else were, the Canaanites, they regarded them as dogs. And so we saw a little bit of racism coming from Jesus. But then he quickly ended up apologizing to the woman, which was totally against Jewish culture in that time. And in fact, today, a lot of men think they're better than women. Do you? Or maybe you're married to a man who's always right, are you? And it's good to apologize. And so we move on from there to the Gospel this morning. And I want to try and show maybe how we can be guilty of racism almost without knowing it. And so I hope you'll agree with me when I say that the early stages of life as a baby and as a child and as a young person, we are very much into self-care. It's me all the time. What is good for what is good for me. I think that's very true of children and young adults. And unfortunately, some of us never move on from that. We get trapped there. My life, what is good for me, my convenience, my money, my power, me, me, me all the time. And sadly, that's where some people remain all their life. Hopefully, most of us move on to the next stage where family comes into play. So we become caring for the family and for our group, our people, our community. That's very a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. But if you read the gospel this morning about losing one's life in order to find it, you can't stay trapped there. But some people do. They remain in my family, my group, my community, my country. What's best for us? What's best for us? And that, I believe, is what gives cause to racism and hatred and bigotry and all those kind of things. When my group, my family, my people are the important thing in my life, and I never move on. I never move on from there. I'm very conscious of that when I speak to you, because when I was growing up in Ireland, I firmly believed, as did everybody else, that the only ones who would have a chance of getting to heaven were Catholics. And we felt sorry for the Protestants, because they were never going to end up in heaven. And we were convinced we were the only ones. Now, believe me, and I think this is very true, nobody sets out to be a racist. Nobody sets out to hate black people or Mexicans or any other race or any different kind of people. Nobody sets out to do that. But the culture in which we live gives rise to that, our culture. Now I want you to really to look at that. Look seriously at that this morning. In the culture we live here in this country, and it's not just in this country. We have it in Ireland, we have it in England, we have it all over the world. Racism. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. So we really got to look into our hearts. Don't be looking out there and thinking of other people at the moment. I've got to look at myself. I got to look into my own heart. And can I be racist at times? Have I been in the past? Yes, I think I have. I think I have. Hopefully, I see differently now. Hopefully, I do. And so, you've got to move on from the family care, your group, your people. You got to move on to universal care. That's what Jesus is calling us to. That's what we need to do as a Christian. Move on to universal care. When you stick a label on somebody's forehead, and you label somebody as black or white or gay or lesbian or my in-group or not in my group, you fail to see the person. You fail to see the real person. Now that has happened to me, and I'm embarrassed to say it, but I'm sure you can all think along with me and say, yeah, when you stick a label, and we do it, sometimes unconsciously. We're walking down the street or we're driving down, we see somebody, we see some homeless person. You know, homeless people, very often, they're not homeless because of their fault. people who lived in a very nice home and had a comfortable living 3 weeks ago down in Louisiana and in Texas today are homeless. They're homeless. And hopefully we're going to help them this morning by having a second collection after communion for the hurricane victims. But let me give you a little test. When you're walking down the street and you see a homeless person, what is your normal reaction? Sometimes it's easy, put your hand in your pocket maybe and give them a few dollars. That's not what they need. Do you ever stop and talk and treat them as a fellow human being? Do you? Hopefully you do. They're made in the image and likeness of God. God loves them every bit as much as he loves you or me. And when you actually, very often, it's time just to treat them as a normal human being. That does wonders. I try and do that, and it's amazing what you get from them. And they love to share with you and maybe tell you little things about their life and their trouble. And all it takes is a little bit of time. So we got to move on from family care, looking after ourselves, to universal care. When we look upon people as black or white or gay or lesbian or anything else, we got to realize those things don't matter nothing to God. Nothing. Absolutely nothing to God. Nothing. We got to get away from doing that, categorizing people or labeling people. And we got to move on to universal love. Universal love. We call that the gospel. The gospel. The gospel. I want to finish by showing you something that I found the other day, and I shared it with some people at one of the morning masses. To me, making the sign of the cross is very important in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And a lovely way to do that is, may I love God with all my mind and with all my heart, and my neighbor on my left as well as my neighbor on my right. Can you repeat that with me? May I love God with all my mind and with all my heart, and my neighbor on my left as well as and my neighbor on my right. Amen.